Welcome to TP Talks, PwC's Global Transfer Pricing Podcast Series. My name is Dana Hart, and we welcome you to our episode addressing automation for transfer pricing. In today's episode, we will be discussing how companies can utilize automation for both large and small-scale transfer pricing transactions, including automation of transfer pricing adjustments, profit monitoring and allocation, and specific processes in transfer pricing calculations. Let me introduce our speakers today. Joining me, I have Jörg Hunken, a partner with PwC Germany, Andrew Huang, a managing director with PwC US, and Erica Kurslis, a senior manager also with PwC US. Erica is the moderator for today's podcast. So Erica, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Thanks, Dana. I'm excited to be here today with both Jörg and Andrew to discuss the use of automation at different sized companies. As companies are continuing to look for ways to reduce costs, streamline processes, and free up personnel for more strategic tax projects. With these issues in mind, can each of you share from your experience what companies are doing today and which issues or triggering events drive TP automation? Do you see different priorities in different regions of the world? Jörg, let's start with you.
Yeah, thanks, Erica. Well, in general, I see a strong client demand for transfer pricing automation, since today most of the groups are using various Excel sheets to segment profit loss statements, to perform margin monitoring, or to calculate transfer prices. And more groups want to reduce resources in global transfer pricing processes. And at the same time, they also want to increase consistency and tax compliance. Well, I mean, that's only possible if they use transfer pricing specific technology. And you were asking me if I see differences between countries and regions. Yes, I do. From my experiences, especially the mid or high cost countries focus on automation, which is based on the fact that, of course, salaries and costs are higher than maybe in other regions.
So, Jörg, which technology would you say is most used in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, this is a journey of different groups, and it depends on the maturity level of a group. And very often, groups start with supporting the preparation and the management of the global transfer pricing documentation projects with specific software solutions. And after that stage, more and more clients want to automate also, for example, intercompany service charging, and further on, the whole price setting and margin monitoring process for all the goods transactions. And for example, we are using our own developed GCDR tool for preparing master files and local files, but together with the client. Yeah. So we are both working with the same tool, and clients appreciate this a lot because they save a lot of time and they have full control over the process. And just to name some features or benefits, and with this solution, we can import any financial data and update the placeholders within the reports automatically. We also can automatically import in the quota ranges from benchmarking studies. Clients can do the review in the tool, and they only have to review unique and shared text sections and not the whole complete local file. Okay. And because of this so-called shared section concept, we have full consistency in the reports. And I'm happy to give more details on concrete other solutions for smaller and bigger groups a bit later if you want.
Thanks, Jörg. Let's circle back to that point in a bit. Before we do, I want to ask Andrew what trends he is seeing in the U.S.
Hey, Erica. I would say the U.S. tax departments tend to be more early adopters of technology to automate transfer pricing. The tax teams in the U.S. tend to be more savvier about leveraging ERP systems with respect to intercompany transaction. Implementing business intelligence or middleware solutions to do profit monitoring and cost allocation, as well as adopting citizen-led or what we call small A automation through the newer digital tools for data staging, analytics and visualization, or robotics process automation. And also another trend I should mention is that the finance and IT departments are much more educated about transfer pricing these days. I mean, before, I mean, they didn't know much about transfer pricing or even understand what acronym TP stood for. But I would say over the past 10 years or so, the U.S. companies got much smarter about the value of the intercompany transactions. to address the regulatory changes such as BEPS and the U.S. tax reform. So that's in it sort of getting easier to get the buy-in, you know, both for large companies and smaller companies, get the buy-in from the finance and IT to help support or even fund transfer pricing automation projects.
Thanks, Andrew. So we've heard from you both about the benefits of automating transfer pricing, as well as a few stories. And we likely have listeners who might be thinking about doing something similar, but quite frankly, are unsure how to get started. Is this a project that involves large investments and IT involvement? As you know, for many companies, budgets are often limited and change requiring IT involvement adds significant complexity, as well as time and money. Jörg, since you alluded to this point earlier, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, thanks, Erica, for this very important question, of course. We know that budgets are under pressure right now for the compliance requirements in all the countries increased significantly in the last years. Further on, I mean, many clients are in the digital transformation. Some of them currently implement S/4HANA, for example. And because of this, you may not want to start an IT project now, right? Therefore, we focus on solutions which can be offered software as a service, where the provider is hosting the application in a cloud. And usually it's quite easy to give access to such solutions without a big implementation project, right? And in addition, we focus on, we just call it, like Andrew said, small or self-service automation solutions. And to this point, Andrew will talk about some very interesting cases later on. But let me add just the following to your comment regarding more complex or costly solutions. It is ideal to always create and analyze the business case for a potential solution, which means that we should consider the investment, but also the savings in time, resources, and cash, and of course the increase of compliance. And I can tell you that we made over 50 proof of concepts for specific transfer pricing automation solutions, which were really successful from a cost-benefit ratio. And most of such cases pay out in the first year, right? And to just give you one example, we have implemented a transfer pricing solution for a 5 billion revenue group, which saves now around 20 million tax cash every year. And this only because we can calculate the prices and determine the margins more precisely, which I think is characteristic of a sound tax planning. And in addition to these cash positions from the tax situation, think also about the associated impact on customs and the potential savings around that.
Thanks, Jörg. That's a great example. Andrew, I know that you successfully offer small automation solutions to your clients with significant benefits. Can you also provide us with some of those examples?
Sure, Erica. These days, tax departments need to look harder for the cost benefit for TP automation. And small or self-service automation, as Jörg put it, often hits the spot. One client you and I worked together needed to tackle the very complex segmentation of the divisional P&L, and then, you know, calculate the profit monitoring and TP adjustment true-ups and make sure that the adjustment flow to the sort of right, you know, entities. The supply chain was fairly complex for a small company, and then there was only few people in the tax department to begin with, and then especially after a manager level resource just left the company. Their whole process was to, you know, pull ad hoc reports, you know, from Hyperionet space into worksheets, and then layer in sort of segmentation and sort of computation as best they can. And then, you know, they end up spending a lot of time, you know, making sure the formulas work and the numbers tie, you know, and everything sort of, you know, fits. And it was taking them, you know, not only a matter of days, but, you know, a matter of weeks to get through a quarter's, you know, calculation. We work with them, you and I, to build a profit monitoring app, which sort of translates the logic that we're working with in a more robust, you know, audit-friendly format. So all the data mapping and calculated logic are transparent and easy to manage. And the final app, the workflow that we, you know, created, you know, with them can generate the segmented division of P&L, TP adjustment, and the sort of reconciliation report in sort of matter of minutes. I mean, Erica, I mean, you probably know better how happy the client was.
That's exactly right, Andrew. This took a process that was very manual and really automated it for the client. Not only did it allow the client to better understand the intercompany transactions that were occurring, but it also made it a lot easier for the client to review the quarterly adjustments, saving significant time and resources, as well as help to eliminate any manual errors. Andrew, once a company decides to implement transfer pricing automation, can you tell us a little bit about the data and resources a company should expect to provide for a small to medium-sized project?
Of course, Erica. A most common data need is, basically a detailed P&L statement. A detailed P&L file will typically start out with the breakout by company accounts, and very importantly for transfer pricing, breakout by trading partner. And depending on your needs, the profit center or product level breakout would be great for segmented P&L. And if you have to do sort of services allocation, the cost center breakout will be needed as well. And then, depending on, most of this information can be done through P&L file extracted, but for CVCR information return, sometimes intercompany sales detail may need to be extracted from your financial systems. Now, as for the sort of people that are needed to take on automation, I would typically say, hey, we just need enthusiastic tax people, so no programming needed. I think there are definitely tools and sort of the processes that are in place that does not require someone in tax to know how to program. It's more important that person, the team, to have a good understanding of the company business and the supply chain. Versus, hey, do you need to hire a programmer to do certain automation? And I always say there's a plenty of material out on the internet. You can sort of look it up and learn how to use newer tools. And I think, one sort of point I really want to emphasize for the sort of listeners out there is that you don't have to do this alone. And idea is let's make the business case for the value of transfer pricing, the legal entity forecasting, sort of how it sort of feeds into the ETR calculation, and sort of see if you can get other stakeholders in the company to help you. For example, someone in finance, they can pull the detailed P&L. So, they know the financial system better than you do. So sort of get them to do the work for you and say, hey, can you just get the trading partner detail when you run the sort of the extract? Or like someone in IT, sort of have a conversation saying, hey, do we already have these extra license for digital tools that we can use in the tax department? Or, if there's sort of the report that you're looking for, in a company sales report, and see whether some either reports exist or they can sort of create a new report for you. So, once you start having this conversation cross-functionally, you may be surprised that there's a lot of things that your companies are doing. There's like a broader range of technology tools, like company licenses already, which maybe then sort of repurpose for transfer pricing automation in the all the things you want to achieve. So certainly, I would just say, don't be afraid. We can definitely take the fear factor out and just make sure that you sort of articulate the value proposition as you take on your first transfer pricing automation project.
Thanks, Andrew. That's very helpful. I think you both have provided great insight throughout this discussion. Jörg, if you had to provide our listeners with some key takeaways, what would they be?
Yeah, thanks, Erica. My key takeaways are, number one, there is really a huge efficiency and quality potential, especially within the transfer pricing processes. And we have seen significant cash savings and resource reallocations in the last 10 years on these projects. And number two is automation is doable for small and large projects, utilizing a range of solutions from the simple to the complex. And several solutions have available demos, which only take a couple of hours to show and to help companies narrowing down the choices for their needs. And, just let us look over your shoulders to see the actual process, and we're happy to help here. Hand off to Dana.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Jörg, Andrew, and Erica, for this insightful discussion on TP automation. I also want to thank our listeners. If you have any questions, we encourage you to reach out to your regular PwC transfer pricing contact for immediate response. Thank you for listening, and stay safe and healthy.
This podcast is brought to you by PwC, all rights reserved. PwC refers to the U.S. member firm or one of its subsidiaries or affiliates and may sometimes refer to the PwC network. Each member firm is a separate legal entity. Please see www.pwc.com/structure for further details. This podcast is for general information purposes only and should not be used as a substitute for consultation with professional advisors.